Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, one thing is for sure, that the money coming out of that disaster relief fund won't come by check. And that's because, as we've heard, the government is going to stop issuing checks. If you get any kind of government benefit, it's either going to be direct deposited to you, or if you don't have an account, you're going to receive a direct express debit card. And this is supposed to save the government a lot of money. We've got Eric Dash with us to talk about this. He's the banking reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Eric.
Great to be here.
So is the saving of money in terms of cutting checks, is that the motivation behind this move?
I think that is, and also convenience. I think the government's looking to save about $300 million over the first 5 years, and then $120 million annually after the program ramps up. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, but it's really a drop in the bucket compared to a $1 trillion deficit that we're running. So I think the main thing is convenience. After Katrina, for example, we saw that it was hard for the government to find people because they had, you know, moved to a family member or a relative's home or moved out of New
Orleans. Right, they didn't have a current address.
And so with a debit card-based program or a direct account-based program, they don't need an address to send you the check to. They can just send it to your account, and you can get it anywhere.
How does this affect people who don't have bank accounts? What if someone is a transient person as it is? And those are often the people receiving government benefits. What happens with them?
So one of the things that's been used already in the case of unemployment benefits, in the case of food benefits, is something called a debit card that's basically a prepaid card for the unbanked. It sort of works like a gift card, and the government wires money to the card rather than the account. And so that's how the money gets transferred. Then you can access it through an ATM. And it's been a very effective tool for the government, and they really like it.
So I assume this isn't great news for the post office, which is going to lose a lot of business. But are the banks themselves going to save money on this?
The banks actually could wind up making money because the handful of banks that are involved in this program can charge a small fee, transaction fee. The customers won't get charged, but they will be able to charge a small access fee for each additional time that these customers access the account.
Eric Dash is the banking reporter for our partner, The New York Times, talking about the switch from checks to direct deposit or debit cards.
The government's going to gift you.
Yeah.
That's right.
You'll get a little gift card.
For your IRS refund, it's kind of a gift card. I love that.
Right, except it's just going to encourage me to spend it.